Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Steve Kathan. The tough, frustrating work goes on along the Guadalupe River in central Texas. 6 days after the deadly flooding, more than 170 people are still unaccounted for. Kerrville Police Officer Jonathan Lamb.
It is a methodical search which ensures that every area in an area to be searched is covered and searched and that no stone is left unturned.
CBS's Karen Hua.
FEMA is boots on the ground today. FEMA, along with the Small Business Association, they're opening this disaster recovery center at the First Baptist Church here in Kerrville, and it's meant to offer face-to-face help with some of these survivors. Any resources, whether that's physical resources like food, bottled water, mental help, any emotional resources.
The death toll now stands at 121. Dramatic scene in Los Angeles. CBS's Carter Evans reports on the rescue of more than two dozen construction workers after an industrial tunnel collapse.
After the collapse of the 18-foot diameter tunnel, uncertainty followed.
Ask the police, please let me through. My husband's in there.
Chelsea Fernandez says she got an alert on her phone and ran to the site.
And I just want to know if he's okay. They said they couldn't give me any information, but he called and he said he's out and everything's going to be okay.
A structure failure of the tunnel lining failed approximately 5 to 6 miles in. The workers had to climb through debris.
Workers stepped inside a metal cage that was hoisted by a crane to the surface. All trapped workers were safely extricated. No injuries were reported.
A federal judge in New Hampshire has blocked the Trump executive order ending birthright citizenship, certifying a class action lawsuit against it. Now to the Middle East, correspondent Elizabeth Palmer has the latest on the effort to work out a Gaza ceasefire agreement and get food and supplies delivered.
A senior Israeli official says that the United Nations will be able to deliver aid again after being sidelined since May in favor of the privately run Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. But there are still serious sticking points, including the thorny issue of how far and when the Israeli army would pull back in Gaza.
An Italian company says, pass the cereal.
Get on the Kellogg's old brand wagon.
Kellogg's has been a staple of American breakfast tables since 1906, as American as apple pie.
Kinder Chocolate.
Now, the Italian owners of Kinder Chocolates and Nutella, the Ferrero Group, have made a $3.1 billion offer for the company. The deal still has to be approved by shareholders. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Tomorrow marks the start of Salmon-O-Rama at Festival Park, one of the largest fishing tournaments worldwide. It runs through next Sunday. The first day includes lines getting their first cast, plus live entertainment, food, and activities for the kids like the Kids Pond. There will be fireworks tomorrow night. Flags across Wisconsin will be lowered to half-staff tomorrow in memory of Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder, who was killed while responding to a call June 26th. Officer Corder's funeral will be held at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield, followed by a 10-mile procession with officers from around the state. Sorry, kids. Racine Unified has posted supply lists for the upcoming school year. They say they're getting an earlier jump on detailing what students will need and what the district will provide. A decision on whether to dismiss the federal case against Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is expected in early August. A trial would be possible later this year if warranted. Dugan is accused of helping an undocumented immigrant avoid ICE arrest. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit! Straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man. Just the culture, man. Just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Showers and storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening, and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible too. And the rain won't quit. Coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Recently, WRJN was advised by an attorney for the estate of Paul and Lynn Harvey that the rest of the story broadcast we've been airing were provided by a party that did not have the rights to issue us authority to air the program. We're working with the family's attorney now to return the rest of the story to WRJN, but until we can work those terms out, we're honoring the family's request to discontinue airing the rest of the story at this time. Again, we apologize. We know you look forward to hearing it every day at this time. But for now, we're going to follow the rules and work with the family in order to make sure our licensing and our ability to air Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is within all the legal limits.
Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you.
keep you any way I can. Ain't too proud of me, sweet darling. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud of me, baby, baby. Please don't leave me, girl.
'66 Temptations, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, the station with Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion. Today, taking a look at 1965, some of the big songs and events, and Kurt throws in just what have you. It's a hodgepodge of 1965. It turns out great. Kurt does a nice job with it. Check it out, 5 o'clock class reunion at, guess when? On WRJN.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com. Where you go to get your life back.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all, from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee punch card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Oh, we know it.
Rescue me. Rescue me. Mm-hmm.
sounding a lot like Aretha Franklin. Everybody thought it was her when it first came out. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Let's bring you up to speed now on what's going out there in that big bad world with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. His update follows this.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Anglers will compete for a $50,000 grand prize as Salmonorama kicks off tomorrow at Festival Park. The opening day features the first casts, live music, food, and kids' activities like the fishing pond. Fireworks will light up the night to celebrate the contest's return. A full schedule is on the Salmonorama website. Racine County leaders voted overwhelmingly to denounce the racism faced by Milwaukee high school athletes at a Waterford track meet. It was a 17-2 vote this week. The May 7th incident involved repeated racist comments and behavior from students and adults, leading the Rufus King team to leave the event early. Both school districts have issued public apologies and have committed to promoting respect and safety for all students. You can go deeper online with that story today at racinecountyeye.com. The Style Police are calling. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin State Patrol's asking residents to participate in a nationwide contest to choose the best-looking cruiser. The contest is organized by the American Association of State Troopers, and the top 13 vote-getters will be featured in the organization's 2026 wall calendar. The Wisconsin State Patrol's entry this year features a cruiser parked in front of the last coal-fired steamship in the country, which is also a designated historical landmark. Voting for the best-looking cruiser contest can be completed online and will be open until 5 p.m. July 11.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
And storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening, and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible too. And the rain won't quit, coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Be untrue.
Wilson's Let's Stay Together, number one for him. It's Instrumental Week with Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets and another one coming along at 1:45 next hour.
Oh, settle down. She's rich and she's nice. Bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Jerry in the summertime, bringing up the question, where do you want to spend your summertime? Me? I'm headed for Surf City. Why?
Two girls for every boy. I bought a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Surf City, here we go. You know it's not very cherry, it's an oldie but a goodie. Surf City, here we go. Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I want.
Fellas, who have they do. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
I keep getting all these visits from my friends. Yeah, what they doing to me? They come to my house again and again and again and again, yeah.
OJ's Backstabbers on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. The Brewers making some waves, and Mike Clemens will have details about that when he recaps sports top and bottom of each hour on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day, Mahoffer's on Main, downtown Racine's newest hotspot for good vibes and good times. Tomorrow night, it's Blues, Brews, and Barbecues as Chicago Blues legend Taranzo Cannon lights up the stage. Bring your friends, dig into mouthwatering barbecue, and enjoy yummy beverages all night long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Are you a full-time caregiver in need of a break? Our Harmony Club provides engaging and affordable respite care programs for seniors with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, or those facing social isolation. For 6 hours a day, your loved one will enjoy music, movement, and social connections while you get the time to rest and recharge. These dedicated volunteers create a warm, supportive community where seniors thrive. Find joy, friendship, and care at Our Harmony Club, serving Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks, melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms.
WRJN.
go hit the beach, shall we? The WRJN Sand and Surf Report says temperatures will top off at about 75 today. There's a chance of showers, but later in the day. Waves about 1 foot. On Lake Michigan today, water temperature is 67 degrees. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report is sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating, from drab to fab, creating beach-style color one stroke at a time.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A federal judge in New Hampshire has paused President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship from taking effect anywhere in the U.S., legal analyst Lori Levinson.
For now, we have a federal judge saying that it would impose irreparable harm because American citizenship is the greatest privilege that exists in the world and that the court does have the power, even under the recent Supreme Court ruling, to apply that to a class action lawsuit.
121 have been confirmed dead now in the Texas flood disaster. More than 170 others remain unaccounted for.
First responders working the Guadalupe River found one more body yesterday, bringing the total confirmed dead in Kerr County to 96. 60 adults, 36 children, 5 girls, and 1 counselor from Camp Mystic among the missing. Kerrville Police Sergeant Jonathan Lamb.
There's more than 20. 20-